Happy second day of spring. Sunrise this morning was at 7:14 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:27 p.m. Squamish's own meteorologist, Jason Ross, tells the Squamish chief that the weather pattern will remain active this weekend with an onshore flow arriving today with alpine flurries and showers along the coast. We will see a high of 7°C today and a low down to 2°C overnight. The flurries and showers will gradually taper off early Saturday morning, as a weak ridge of high pressure starts to build over the south coast, Ross says. The next frontal system will arrive on Saturday night with a potent atmospheric river, aiming for the region Sunday into Monday, with a steady push of moisture onto the BC coast with soaring freezing levels. Oh, goody, freezing levels, near 800 meters Friday morning, rising to nearly 1,300 meters by Saturday afternoon. Near 800 meters Sunday morning, rising to nearly 2,000 meters Sunday night into Monday. Precipitation. Friday, 5 to 10 centimeters Saturday. Nil Sunday, 20 to 30 centimeters over the high alpine pool closure in the ongoing saga of the Brennan Park pool closure, the district says the Regional Health Authority, Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, still has to approve the municipality's plans for reopening. VCH will inspect the pool on March 24. We will also be working with staff next week to determine a modified schedule for gradual reopening. The focus will be on reopening public swims and providing pool user access, with swimming lessons to follow, the district says. An online frequently asked questions list has been created to answer more questions on the pool situation. Respect the toads. The district installed barriers and signs at the Mascheider Skate Bowl to protect the toads that use the area as a corridor. Protecting their movement pathways ensures not only their survival but also supports ecosystem biodiversity and function. This barrier will help safeguard species at risk, including western toads and red-legged frogs, ensuring they can fulfill their vital ecological roles, reads a post from the district. We kindly ask the public to ensure the barrier remains closed when the bowl is not in use to maintain its effectiveness in protecting these species. Your cooperation helps support the conservation of local wildlife. Spit Road closure. The Squamish training berm will be temporarily closed now until May 31, the Squamish River Watershed Society says. The Central Estuary Restoration Project continues as we install a fourth large fish-friendly box culvert, a social media post from the Society notes. This feature will replace the current undersized culvert, which will improve fish access and allow freshwater to transfer into the Central Estuary Channel from the Squamish River. According to a district post, access will be closed to car traffic at the Fisherman's Entrance, Yellow Gate, with bike and pedestrian access to remain open. Highway issues to note. Runner alert. On Highway 99, in both directions, the Vancouver Sunrun will impact traffic, including a lane closure, between West Pender Street and Lions Gate Bridge for 3.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Vancouver, from Sunday, April 27 at 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Expect delays due to congestion. Go to vancouversunrun.com for additional information. On Highway 99, in both directions, roadside brushing between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road, Squamish, until today, March 21, at 5:30 p.m. there's a lane closure in place. Counterflow traffic is in place. On Highway 99, in both directions, utility work is planned between Lorimer Road and Blackcomb Way for 1.3 kilometers, Whistler, starting Monday, April 7 until Friday, April 11. The work is scheduled to last from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. On Highway 99, in both directions, watch for construction work between Park Street and Portage Road for 0.5 kilometers, Pemberton, until Saturday, August 30. The work lasts from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The right turn lane off of HWY 99 and left turn lane onto HWY 99 from the existing access road are affected. There will be construction access and heavy truck access. On Highway 99, in both directions, be alert for avalanche control work between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 3.1 kilometers, 40 kilometers north of Pemberton to 41 kilometers south of Lillooet. The work should be done at 1 p.m., today, Friday. Expect delays up to 20 minutes until then. On Highway 99, there's slushy with slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 45.1 kilometers, Lillooet. On Highway 99, utility work is planned between Davis Road and East Lillooet Road for 0.6 kilometers, Lillooet, starting on Monday, March 24 until April 7. The work will take place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, expect to encounter utility work between Smith Road and Marble Canyon Provincial PK for 5.6 kilometers, 37 to 43 kilometers north of Lillooet, until Monday, March 31. The work will be underway from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, there's road sweeping between Morgan Road and Jackson Road for 18.8 kilometers, 51 to 70 kilometers north of Lillooet, until today, Friday, at 2 p.m. On Highway 99, there will be electrical maintenance between Hat Creek Road and Old Caribou Road for 19.7 kilometers, 70 to 50 kilometers north of Lillooet, until today, March 21 at 6 p.m. Single-lane alternating traffic is in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. Gas prices in Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 178.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Doctor. The least expensive gas in Whistler is 179.9 per liter at the co-op. Located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton, petrol is 179.9 per liter at Petro-Canada. Located at 1440 Portage Road, some of the cheapest gas in BC, at 151.9 per liter, can be found in Penticton at the Canco. Located at 1198 Government Street, still need those winter tires on, don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Moon phase. The moon is in its last quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 57.59%. It is currently located in the constellation of Scorpio, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kamloops, which saw a high of 13.6°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 9.2°C. The coldest spot in BC on March 20 was Fort Nelson, which dipped to minus 15°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.4°C. March average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.5°C. The minimum temperature is 5.8°C, and the maximum is 10.3°C. Backcountry avalanche forecast today. The alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate, according to Avalanche Canada. Stormy weather continues. Avoid avalanche terrain during periods of heavy loading from new snow and wind. Known problems include storm slabs. The advice for today: avoid areas with overhead hazard. Be aware of the potential for loose avalanches in steep terrain where snow hasn't formed a slab. Cornice failures could trigger large and destructive avalanches. As the storm slab problem worsens, the easy solution is to choose more conservative terrain. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note: today, March 21, the Name It Yourself Festival, Equinox Jam is on at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Join us at Trickster's Hideout for the Equinox Jam, a vibrant musical showcase presented by Name It Yourself Festival. Nestled in a secret Squamish alley, Trickster's Hideout is a captivating fusion of speakeasy, theater, live music venue, and community hub. Reads the listing. March 30th, there's something a little different at Trickster's Hideout. Sex educator Alicia presents Sex Ed Trivia and Burlesque Night from 7 to 10 p.m. Grab your favorite people for this one-of-a-kind event that you won't want to miss. This hit event is coming to Squamish for the first time. This is a 19-plus event, and we welcome teams of 2 to 4 people. The evening features 3 rounds of sex ed trivia along with bonus sexy games. Between rounds, you'll be captivated by sensational burlesque performances from the incredible Cherry on Top, reads the listing. Looking ahead to April 4th, there's the Ocean Film Festival Canada, at Eagle Eye Community Theatre, located at 38,430 Buckley Avenue, from 6 to 9 p.m. A night of awe-inspiring ocean films. Get ready to be amazed by the beauty and power of the sea. From breathtaking underwater footage to inspiring stories of marine conservation, this event is perfect for ocean lovers of all ages. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the wonders of the ocean. At the Ocean Film Festival Canada, our vision is to inspire you to explore, respect, enjoy, and protect our oceans. Film is at the heart of the Ocean Film Festival World Tour, and we aim to share the best films from around the globe with our audiences, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event.